USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. The big announcement coming Monday. Who will President Trump pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court now that Justice Anthony Kennedy retiring at the end of the month? Here's the president in his pre-recorded weekly media address.
In choosing a new justice, I will select someone with impeccable credentials, great intellect, unbiased judgment, and deep reverence for the laws and Constitution of the United States.
President Trump, who is spending the weekend again at his property in Bedminster, New Jersey, says he is close to a decision.
My greatest responsibility is to select a justice who will faithfully interpret the Constitution as written.
And the president clear on the reach the judges have.
Judges are not supposed to rewrite the law, reinvent the Constitution, or substitute their own opinions for the will of the people expressed through their laws.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A legally gun-toting mother in Texas saves her kids from a carjacker. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Dallas police say the mom, Michelle Booker Hicks, sprung into action after the would-be 36-year-old carjacker, Ricky Wright, tried to take her vehicle while Booker Hicks had run into a gas station convenience store, leaving her two children in the back seat. She reportedly got out in time to catch Wright trying to leave and hopped in the car.
You know, asked the gentleman to pull over to stop. He would not get out the car. That's when I fired at him after I grabbed my gun from the glove compartment.
The suspect charged with unlawful restraint and car theft now. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An over-the-road truck driver took a ride on the wild side after his GPS led him to a North Carolina beach. The driver of the Interstate Van Lines truck told the local's TV station he got turned around in his directions and somehow ended up traveling to the end of the road, quite literally, and ended up stuck on a beach in Corolla, North Carolina, a small village on the Outer Banks. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
Chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Congressman Trey Gowdy, responded to Congressman Adam Schiff, calling him one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The war of words between Gowdy and Schiff has been going on for quite a while, as this all stems back to how much involvement did the Russians have in the 2016 presidential election.
Let me tell you this about Adam. Adam's had a terrible last couple of years. He wanted to be the attorney general under Hillary Clinton, and no one in the country worked harder to protect her than Adam Schiff. He wanted to be the head of the CIA. He wanted to run for California and run for Senate in the People's Republic of California, but he couldn't win either of those seats. So now he wants to be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Speaking of the apocalypse, Adam Schiff wants to be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. If you ever have, I don't know, a couple of free months with nothing else to do, I want you to go back, Jason, and think of all the things you would not know if you had taken Adam Schiff's advice. You wouldn't know the spontaneous reaction to a video was a hoax in Libya. You would never have read the first Chris Stevens email. You wouldn't know that Hillary Clinton had this unique email arrangement with herself because Adam Schiff did everything in his power to keep you from finding out. You wouldn't know about the dossier. You wouldn't know who funded it. You wouldn't know it was used in a court proceeding. You wouldn't know about Strzok and Page. In fact, you wouldn't even be having a show tonight.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.